Kapal. Okay, so what we need to be thinking about is how do we clear the fuss? So there's many ways of doing it, and one of the many ways is with kapal. At this point, I would show you the great big hunk of kapal resin that I don't have with me, which is shrinking and becoming less odoriferous, but it is actually the gum from a particular tree. And Deb, seeing you've got a thingy there, could you write down notes to Heather so I put kapal tree so I don't have to listen to it all again? So there's also hunks of sandalwood here. Now, if you're looking at my page that I've done on the cum, which is within the steaming thing, has anybody watched that with Joanna Lumley? And she's, well, I think you people need to chase links. I remember what's on there. And so when you're in an Ethiopian agajaha and they've done the infibrillation or whatever they've done to completely sew you up, so you're going to have to be knifed. I know, I told you to guard your heart before you have sex.
That one.
So it sounds lovely, but she hasn't mentioned in this "you beaut, aren't I clever" thing for the BBC or whatever that there was a reason only the married women needed it. God help you if you're raped. Anyway, so what they would do is you'd go along the road and you'd find the different piles of the really nice cassia tree of some description, and then you'd go and you'd buy that, and then there'd be, I don't know whether it's a hole in the ground or a pot or whatever the hell, probably a hole in the ground would be easier because we're in, you know, different place, and then you've got your coals there and you've got this on and you've got your wood down there burning, and then you've got something like a sackcloth and you're sitting over it. You're going to smell lovely for him. Yes, indeed. And no doubt, probably that's going to help the opening down here because, I mean, I don't know, unless the midwives went and did something, but that would all have been without anaesthetic and then you'd have to heal it. Well, no time for that. So I don't know. Anyway, so we're not talking about it except to mention it. So different cultures have used different woods. Often as not, they have used the resin. Sandalwood is a wood. And we know what the sandalwood oil smells like, but we're going to be trialing, seeing we've got this stuff, okay? So here we are, we've got bits. I happen to find this $75 brass thingy, which I really like to quieten her place. And so that there is what you've got, and then you put it on a saucer. Could we have a saucer, please? But the thing is, we can't do this, she said, moving it in across. Leaving it out there and quite okay, so we're doing it like this. Normally I'm swinging it about, but I can't swing it about, so you need to go to one of those Catholic places and they will have a U-Butte, one of them, and if you're lucky they'll have a whole lot of frankincense and myrrh and whatnot, and then they'll also have charcoal blocks if you can find one of those places, because that's better. You could also go to, if you have the tax number, you could also go to Silverstream something in Mullumbimby, and they sell all sorts of incense bits and pieces, and you can get one of those things as well. It would look prettier if you get it from Catholic.
When you say charcoal blocks, are you talking about this?
Yeah.
So we can get this in town.
You can, but the point is now to hang with it. You get a box of it for about $10, yeah. So you can buy a roll of it for $10.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
There's about 20 in a box, you know, so I'm saying, look, if you're going to do this stuff. These are the Three Kings ones. I can't remember the one which I don't want, and I'm not sure if it's this or not. I had the occasion in New Zealand of it exploding. It was very dense. So, of course, I tried to pick it up so it didn't burn the mat. It did burn the mat, and it also, it's not what you want. It's very, very hot, okay? I think you'd be better putting your finger in a match than hanging onto one of these things. It was stupid. So, anyway, that was me. And the next thing is, if you don't have one of these things, which has got the air coming in, and you think, oh, isn't that pretty, and you've got whatever you've got, and you light this, it will go out, because you need to have it on a bed of, and so this is obviously what, and this might actually be easier today to do it this way, but you don't need to have it on salt if you've got an aerated sort of thing. The next thing is, when you're lighting this, sometimes it's best to have too much, as I'll fry it with one. The darn thing is quite capable of going out a lot. It's like the smoke of smoxin. It's got to do like a sparkler. It's got to start doing this bitty thing. Thanks. Right, you see? But you can see it's doing this bitty thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you might want to not put it on your bed of salt until it's done a bit of it. And so usually it's a good idea to have artery clamps. I don't know if you can access small artery clamps at work. Do you have disposable ones? No. If we could have some for everybody, because that's what, you know, the ones sponge that go flat. Anyway, so sponge. There we go. We're going to put that on here. Holders. We're going to put it here for a while. We're going to put it there for a while. It's, you need them, because if something like this happens, you're not burning your fingers. It's a useful thing to have, because you're playing with
bribes.
I would like some, if that's possible. That's one here, so I can show you real cupping, although I haven't got cups with me now. The next thing is we're going to put Kapow. We don't have any rosemary about it. Normally I put brown Kapow and rosemary as the first lot, because that's what they do in Belize, but I don't have. I've put too much on this, that you might be able to get it off without burning fingers. That's clever, isn't it? Until it starts smoking, it will be not doing that. Then you're going to do it yourself. If you've got your twirly thing, you start you start under here first, between the legs.
Set yourself on fire.
I'll try not to. And then we're moving around, okay? So ideally you've got you're doing crosses all over the shop and you're going twirly whirly all around yourself without setting your hair alight. And that's that. Okay, so that's that bit there. Once we've done this, and of course you could get yourself an eagle feather and play seven buggers and playing North American Indian stuff if you like, hand us. Can you smell?
Where's your hand?
Your hand? You see, you can be doing
this. Your hand.
A hand will do. Oh, yeah, I don't mean going to find a taxidermy one. Can you smell?
I've got a beautiful crystal one with feathers.
Yeah? Mm. Oh, the things we all find in our hippie shops, eh?
Our friend Banks.
Oh, well, really?
It's 7-9. I've got some good crystals.
I don't know if it actually do with one, I think. Anyway, so that's that. Thank you. So this is us. This is one way of clearing the place. And you could wander around and do. And then the next, after we've done that, so then normally this is what I get an assistant to do before we start, but we've not been in that space. So I'm going right around the room, and you could be doing that to start with. And it also smells nice. Now, don't do what I thought I would do, which is, I'll cut it in half and they'll last longer. Well, no, they'll just all fall down and you won't have anything to sit on. It doesn't work. So the thing lasts about 1.5 hours. Go and stand to the outside or something. Now, can you feel the change in the place that I've done?
Well, I can.
Now, between the legs.
Oh, hello.
I'll be keeping that tip up my sleeve.
Oh, it's nice and warm.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't pick it up with your finger.
It's really letting it go on now, isn't it? That's right. At least it's not offensive like the moxa.
It is not offensive like the moxa. I'm quite allergic to the stuff. And I also don't think the smudging sticks that they do is the sage. No, I'll be using the Kapow, thank you. Anyway, that's the Kapow. Once this is gone, we're going to try the sandalwood.
I do the Kapow before a client. No, I do the, what's the wood one?
Sandalwood? Oh, Palo Alto.
Palo Santo. I did that first. I did that first because it's not so strong. And then when the client leaves, I'll then do the Kapow.
Right.
Just because in the room, in a small room, it can be
quite strong. It takes over.
Yeah.
Now, the wood's obviously going to make more smoke than the resin. This is doing quite enough smoke. And then for the hang of it, we have got frankincense somewhere here. But I don't have myrrh with me. I've got lang lang. And so this is when we sometimes are using oils as well. Frankincense, okie-dokie. Yeah. Vetiver is really good at just disappearing. This one's actually still there. So if you could pop some of this on yourself and then pass it around. There's all sorts of different ways of skinning it.
I think when the intention is there,
It's a helpful thing. Now this is going to make a lot of smoke. We're going to put it outside shortly, okay?
Because I have not turned up somewhere and not had anything to smudge a place with, but I've used essential oils and intention.
This is just so totally different. The oil, I think, would be better than burning the wood and stuff.
Yeah, but the oil's not going to give you that smoke.
Well, I don't want smoke, personally.
Oh, I thought
you'd feel smudging. No, I don't. Yeah, how many people have got smoke detectors wherever they are? Okay. So we're going to use our intention to go. Off you go. Right. Can you possibly just wander that out somewhere else?
Sure.
Be mindful of the bottom of it.
It's hot.
Lovely. So we're doing occupational health and safety, and we're trying to not burn ourselves too much.